All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us now is Mercer County head coach Kate Engwall, senior night for five kids that have been in the program for a while.
Yeah, it's exciting. Five kids, like you said, for quite a while, and I've been with them for 5 years as well. So it's just been fun to reflect on 5 years of ups and downs and goods and bads and all those, everything in between. They're a great group of kids, and they've been through a lot with the program. You know, when they came in as freshmen, there was 12 girls in the entire program. And I remember saying to them when they went from eighth grade to their freshman year that I thought that would be the core group that turned things around. Not just numbers-wise, but the attitude of the program that we can win, because to that point we had not been a winning program. And 4 years later to see that it's kind of come true, I think it's neat for me to see, and I hope that they realize that they've been very much a part of that as well.
And I know, speaking as a dad of one of the players tonight, you go from like... It's kind of sad because you go from adolescence to young women.
Yeah. It's been so much fun. Like, forget about teaching them basketball, but to watch them grow as kids and to young adults. And just, I can forget all about basketball, thinking about where they started 5 years ago. It's been a really fun process.
And it's funny, you read the little handout today. Bailey Blazer, Iowa State University, study physical therapy. Emma Coulter will attend a university where she will study elementary education. Josie Finch, four-year college where she will study psychology. This is the big one here. Alyssa Hess plans to attend West Virginia University. What? She's really leaving us. And she will study forensic and investigative science. So she's going to be on CSI someday. And then Tess Taylor plans to attend the University of Iowa, where she will study to become a neonatal nurse. That's a pretty good resume and a pretty good stock of kids.
Yeah, just the best kids you could ask for. And every single field they want to go into is serving others. And I think that that's, you know, indicative of the kind of kids that they are. But I do want to note that we make fun of Alyssa all the time because she wants to be in the FBI. And I don't remember what we were talking about the other day, but she didn't know what the capital was of a state that's near to us. And so we can't let her live that down. Good luck being in the FBI when you can't remember what the capital of Iowa is.
That's all right, as long as she can solve crimes or be on the X-Files or something like that, whatever. And then... the other thing I think that's always put in perspective, that you don't realize how fast, like, not only your high school days go, your elementary, junior high, high school, but then you don't realize how fast your senior year goes too. And I guess I remember when we played West Central right off the bat in first game of the season, and then here we are playing them in the last week of the season and it's senior night.
Right, and you always try to remind them of that at the start of the year, is I know from day to day it's going to feel like, you know, the season's kind of dragging on, especially in November and December when we're not playing two or three games every week. But, you know, please don't take these days for granted, because this day, your senior day, is going to be here before you know it. And it's easy to hear what I'm saying, but not really hear what I'm saying. And I think it snuck up, and you forget how fast it goes. But you know, the night like tonight, the rest of their teammates did an excellent job decorating the gym, decorating the cafeteria, the moms, they all got here early, the school looks great. And so it's easy to forget how fast it goes, but it's nice that so many people put in so much effort to make the night special for them.
And then for you personally, what's it like for you when you first met him? I think the first time I dropped Tess off at Open Gym was at Mercer County Junior High. I always refer to the building as the old Westmore High School, but I think it was like a hot, semi-late, far early fall type of day, and you got in the gym with him for the first time. So you date back to that, to fast-forwarding to today.
It's hard to imagine, like, sit here and talk to you and think about a time where I didn't know far too much about those girls. But yeah, 5 years ago, I knew some of the family names and knew the kids' names, but that was the extent of my knowledge. And it's funny now to think back of, you know, there's always a process of getting to know the kids and developing that kind of a player-coach relationship. and it didn't happen overnight. And one of my favorite stories, this is so stupid, one of my favorite stories about when I finally knew I had them was, it was probably 3/4 of the way through their 8th grade year, and texting was the big thing. And that's how, you know, if there were schedule changes or anything like that, you shoot them a text, and they all know it. And emojis had just become a cool thing to do as well, and Adele was popular at the time. So they're, the thing they liked to do is to see if they could text a sentence using only emojis. And, you know, everybody would find that really funny, and I had never done that to them before. But I texted to them the Adele lyric of Fire to the Rain or something like that in emojis, and they thought it was the coolest thing I could, like, it, like, nothing that I taught them as far as basketball mattered, because the fact that I could text them using emojis was, like, the coolest thing. And from that point forward, I had them, but it just, that's a funny story to me of, like, that's how I knew that this was going to work. And it's just fun to look back at really how far, you know, we've come in our relationship. And I tell them all the time, I said, I feel like I have 5 daughters. Like, I feel like your stepmom. And I think sometimes they feel the same way. So it's neat.
Well, and then to the 5 kids kind of have invested in one another's lives, which is an important part. I mean, they may have their different groups at school or whatever, but they are still a pretty tight-knit, close-knit group. And I think you can thank basically Interscholastic Athletics for that, that because of that, that they're interested and invested in each other's lives. I think that's a neat story in all this, I get, with 5 kids that have played basically from 3rd grade or 4th grade on. So, you know, even though they'll go their separate ways, they still have that common bond.
Yeah, and I think that that's something, you know, that unless you're in our program with us, that you might not see, but, you know, we're invested in each other's lives off the court. This summer, my grandpa passed away, and almost the entire varsity roster came through the line at the visitation. I know Tessa's grandpa passed away a couple months ago, and we were there. And Tessa's injury, Alyssa's injury in 8th grade, like, you know, we're there for that stuff. We're there for each other, things that, you know, have nothing to do with basketball, but the bond was built on the court. And I think you're right, is that that's something that, that can go unnoticed or kind of flies under the radar, but really is kind of the most special thing about this group.
Senior night tonight for Mercer County. They take on West Central, and we'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.